Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, Denise Nadler, their friends and family, and I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Well, Welcome to today's show, folks. What a topic. Become healthier as you age. I would imagine those of you that are listening say, wow, become healthier as you age. I can't wait to hear this show. It just seems as I age, I have more things to contend with, more problems, more health issues. So Beverly Nadler, our health guru, says that while we are living longer than ever before, there is also an increase in the amount and severity of disability and illness. So you are not imagining that, folks. That is very real. However, she will explain today why this decline in health is natural and inevitable. The main thing is she will tell you how you can interrupt this automatic process. So join Beverly, join us to discover why this happens and what you can do to enjoy even better health in your senior years. Beverly Nadler, good friend, health guru, incredible author, amazing poet, so much more to be said about you and why people should be listening to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to Thursdays so that we can share, talk together, and share this. I can share this information that is so vital to being not only living longer, but to living healthier and happier. And the object of this particular program is to give you all of your listeners, an information that will assist them in living longer. And just as important, having a health span that's as long as your lifespan. In order to do that, I want to begin by sharing some statements made by Dr. Alberto Villoldo. He is a medical anthropologist and psychologist. He spent over 30 years in the high Andes and the Amazon training with master shamans. And as a result of that, he learned some very important things, some of which I will be sharing with you today. Now, one of the things that he says is that nature invests in the continuance of the species by programming us to procreate. In other words, to have sex. This, what I'm going to tell you now, is the reason why it is normal and natural for your health to decline. It's up to you, to each one of us, to interrupt this, which is actually pre-programmed into our consciousness, into our brains, before we're even born. But we have the power to change it. So let me continue. So nature invests in the continuance of the species by programming us to procreate. But once our reproductive years are over, nature is no longer interested. And as we enter into our 40s, the human growth hormone production and free radical scavenging systems begin to wind down, and we start to decline with all the consequences that entails. Shamans of old, and I'm talking about in what we would call ancient times, thousands of years ago, they knew how to hack into nature's programming to get their health span to equal their lifespan. And, of course, that's what we want to talk about today, because there are so many things you can do to reprogram, that is, to alter nature's program and plan for you. And this show is going to give you some of that information today, some of the most important things that you can do. And, of course, I want to say that every week we are talking about health, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So you want to continue to find out the many things that you can do to improve your health.
Now, I'm so excited about this show. Because I know there was a movie, I think it was Brad Pitt was the star. He started by being a really elderly person, and as the days went by, he got younger and younger, and sometimes I think that's not a bad idea if it happened, because we learn so much as we're aging. Imagine if we had that knowledge when we were much younger.
what I do want to say, that's not going to happen, what you saw. And I remember the movie, and it was quite interesting.
I can't remember the name of it. I forgot the name of it.
Something about Benjamin. I don't remember.
Yes, that's
anything
correct.
Anything other
something
than his name was Benjamin.
Okay, continue. I just had to get that in because I often thought of what a great idea.
Well, nature hasn't quite created that, and I don't think we can program ourselves for that. But with our shows, our intention is to inspire and motivate you to make the lifestyle changes that so that you can enjoy your senior years. And, of course, the best time to start is while you're still young. Now, Dr. Valaldo tells us that diet was a primary key to good health and longevity, that the diet that our ancestors ate was very different from today's diet. It was nutrient-rich, and, of course, it was free from chemicals, preservatives, pesticides, GMOs, etc. He also said something very interesting, because I've seen some shows about this also, is that they didn't have any grains at all, no grains, and that when grains were introduced into the diet, the health span, or I should say the lifespan, actually decreased. And though I can't elaborate on that, I just wanted to give you that information that perhaps cutting down on your grains, especially processed, would be very helpful. Of course, one of the best ways to increase your health and longevity when talking about food is the elimination of sugar, or probably never going to be able to eliminate it, but at least sharply reduce it. You know, 100 years ago, the average American ate 5 pounds of sugar a year. Today, it's over 200 pounds a year. And that, and plus the processed carbohydrates from grains, which turn into sugar as soon as you eat them, is very, very detrimental to our body. Now, that doesn't mean that you should now start using all of the various chemicals that are to replace sugar. They have their own dangers, which we've talked about in previous shows and probably will again. One of the best ways to add sweetening to your food is with stevia, which is an herb that's been used for thousands and thousands of years. So it's important. You know, people say, yeah, well, the food doesn't really taste good. You know, that's not true. There are so many absolutely delicious foods, and more companies are making foods without artificial flavors and colors and preservatives and any other chemicals, without GMOs. There are animal foods now without hormones and without antibiotics in them. Our ancestors never had these kind of foods, and maybe that's why in the Bible Methuselah lived 900 years and biblical characters had very long lives because they didn't eat any of these foods. And to a certain degree, we have the ability to change that because the companies are making that available. And of course, natural foods are always out there. You know, proteins from, as I said, animals that have not had any antibiotics or hormones, that are grass-fed, wild fish, especially the smaller fish, so that they don't contain mercury. So we're talking about sardines. Also, salmon is very good. The fatty acids are very important. Coconut oil is something wonderful, a wonderful fat, as is olive oil, as are avocados. Vegetables, especially leafy green vegetables, and also what they call cruciferous vegetables, that's Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, and you can say, I don't like those. You know, if you go online, look for some recipes, you will find delicious ways to prepare foods that are healthy, that you'll not only be healthier by eating them, but you'll enjoy them, and so will everyone in your family. And according to this good doctor, he said that these foods, and it also includes nuts and seeds and eggs, and eggs from cage-free animals, that these are the foods that will, according to his words, up-regulate the expression of the genes that create health and down-regulate the genes that cause disease.
Wow, that was some information. I like that you said what's really bad for you and what's really good for you. Sometimes we eat some of those foods from either column and we didn't know that it was good or bad. We eat it because we like it. So it was great that you pointed it out. What I heard was that olive oil is really good. Is there a distinction between the virgin olive oil? I get the virgin olive oil. Is that for some reason better?
The virgin is the best. Yes, the virgin is the best. And organic, the least processed. When you get something, if you have a choice between organic and natural or organic and nothing, it's getting the organic. And virgin means that it's young, it's fresh, it's the cream of the crop. So that it's also, as far as I'm concerned, the tastiest. So, yes, one of the things you don't want to do when you're cooking with the olive oil, you want to keep the flame down, because once the flame is up on certain oils, it actually begins to lose its nutrition, and there can be certain free radicals forming from it. Coconut oil is one of the things that you can turn the flame up on, coconut oil. And also, all coconut in every form has been discovered to be a huge healer. People use it on their skin. It's taken internally, cooking with it. It's wonderful. And it's something that most people do find very, very enjoyable. So it's not like, I'm going to take this, but I don't like it. There's enough things that you will like, folks. Believe me. Another thing that the good doctor said is that most people today, in fact, he said 99%, and I'm just going to say most people that are living in modern Western society has a brain that has been damaged by pollutants and toxins. Now, you might say, well, I don't have that many pollutants and toxins in my body. Well, let me tell you that we keep these for a very long time. We can be born with them, because there was years ago, there was an expression, better living through chemistry, which our parents believed was true. For certain things, of course, that's true, but definitely not for food. But when they started tampering with food and household products and makeup and everything, and putting all of the toxins and pollutants in them, we stored them in the fat in our body, which, by the way, I want to mention that anyone who is losing weight, you do not want to lose weight rapidly. And the reason for that is because as you lose the fat, you are releasing these toxins into your body. So it's important that you don't release them too quickly. Yes, you want to get rid of them, but you don't want to release them too quickly. What you want to do is take things that will help to detoxify. Excuse me while I take some water.
And while she takes some water, I just want to say that I, too, take notes when Beverly is on our show. And a couple of things she mentioned today brought a smile to my face, because I buy them specifically out of her recommendation. I was always taking those sugar substitutes, which I found out from Beverly how bad that is for your health, and turned to organic stevia. And then I was taking different kinds of oil. But when I heard from Beverly that olive oil is good, especially virgin organic olive oil, I turned to that. So right there are just two little things that I got from Beverly out of the countless information that I get from her. So not just you folks, but you know I have a really extraordinary guest when I'm so busy taking notes. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you for that. Let me say that in addition to a healthy diet, there are supplements that are absolutely essential in today's society, in today's world. And one of them is the omega-3 fatty acids, because the brain needs that. You know, I just said how he said that most brains are full of toxins and pollutants. Well, your brain, which is extends into your nervous system, literally runs your life and your health. So you want to take care of your brain, that's for sure. So the omega-3 fatty acids, also vitamin D3, that's the specific form. Very important, especially now that we rarely go into the sun, or if we do, we're loaded with all kinds of protection, which does not allow these rays to get through to our body. So vitamin D3 is important.
Beverly, another you're saying that vitamin D is different than vitamin D3?
It's all different forms, and vitamin D3 is the natural form.
Okay.
And most companies now...
I'll get that now today.
Okay. Most companies now will say that, you know, and let's say on their supplements, it'll say which form it is. And vitamin D3, because there is so much information on it, is the preferred one for most companies. But understand, all supplements are not good supplements. You want them to be made from food as much as possible and to not have a lot of chemicals and preservatives in them. The supplements that we talk about on this show are excellent, any of the ones that we recommend. But you need to do your research, folks. You want to stay young. You want to stay young and healthy. You're going to have to do some research. So, again, yes, vitamin D3. Another important supplement is a probiotic. And what is a probiotic? It's the friendly flora that lives in your body. We actually share our bodies with flora, flora being microbes, bacteria. We're very familiar with the bacteria that cause disease, may not be familiar with the fact that there are over 600 different types of flora in our body, and that many of them are there for the express purpose of helping us to not only enjoy better health, but literally keeping us alive. Very important for the intestinal tract. Very important to prevent disease. Important for heart health. So many things. So you want to get friendly flora, a probiotic supplement also. And probably the most important is a supplement that will help your brain. It actually prevents Alzheimer, and it is a detoxifier in addition to many other things, and that supplement is Immunical.
And before we talk a bit about Immunical, I just wanted to say a special warm welcome in our chat room to Tammy Jones. I never saw you in our chat room before, and I always, always like it to greet new people. I'm very aware of our loyal listeners, our followers, so a warm welcome to you. You might want to write to me in the chat room about how you found out about our show. I always like to know whether it's a referral, whether you found us through our vast following on Blog Talk Radio. But I do like to always take a moment when I see someone new in the studio or in the chat room to say a warm welcome. I have a good memory for those of you that follow us, because you're always very near and dear to our hearts. Right before I welcomed Tammy, Beverly said that she endorsed something called Immunical, and I have to say that the answer is
yes. Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if healing naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
And I just want to say that one of our listeners must be psychic because she's so much of an advocate of ImmuniCal that the minute Beverly even said the word, she joined us in the studio. Good morning, Janice.
Well, good morning. Yes, one of my favorite products on the planet that I wouldn't go without, and travel with it, take it everywhere I go. How is everybody?
Everyone's fine, but I got a kick at it. The minute ImmuniCal came up, the minute, there you were.
There I was. I must have been psychic this morning.
I don't know if it's just psychic or if that she is extra sharp. Listen up, folks.
That's right.
Do you often feel tired, stressed, and have trouble mentally focusing on things? How'd you like to be happier with more energy and mental clarity? You can with Extra Sharp, a healthy herbal beverage. Just drink 2 tablespoons and you'll be on your way to a power-packed day. Extra Sharp contains 21 different healing herbs that go into action immediately. You'll notice the difference in just minutes. Order Extra Sharp right now by logging on to healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me. Order yours and feel extra sharp now.
I had to share that as well because truly, folks, Beverly Nadler and our friend here, Janice Miller, are indeed extra sharp. Anything else you just want to say before we go back to Beverly's show about becoming healthier as you age? Janice, anything else?
I'm just having a toast with extra sharp to Beverly Nadler and Joyce Perry. Yes,
yeah,
so carry
Thank
on.
Thank you. Thanks, love Janice. It. You join us.
We love you, Janice.
Love you.
Okay, back
By
to
the
you,
way,
Beverly.
Yeah, I do want to mention the specific reason why ImmuniCal is so important, and it's because of something called telomeres. Telomeres have been in the news lately because they actually are a way of determining how long you're going to live. And what one of the many things that ImmuniCal does is lengthen the telomeres. So what are telomeres? They're like the cap at the end of shoelaces, except they're the cap at the end of cells. These telomeres are very important because every time that our cell divides and replicates itself, which is the way things change in our body constantly through cell repetition, and there's genetic material in the nucleus of the cell, which is called the chromosomes, which tells the cell how to replicate. Well, these caps at the end of the cells, which are the telomeres, that name is important, because I say it's important because you'll see it again. The longer your telomeres, the longer your life. Well, with each cell division, it is normal for the telomeres to get shorter and shorter. And the shorter the telomere, the shorter your life. So what is important about ImmuniCal is that it releases and activates an enzyme that has the ability to lengthen the telomeres. And in doing that, it actually allows your cells, fools your cells into thinking they're younger. And it is an incredible supplement for all of the things mentioned in the little the blurb that you heard before, that excellent introduction to ImmuniCal, but also for anti-aging.
And I just want to say again, that website is healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, naturally, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-L-Y, healingnaturally.me, and you can join our elite club of Janice, Beverly, and myself with ImmuniCal, healingnaturally.me. I very much do listen to what that which Beverly recommends, because I consider her so much of a health guru. And I want to share with you my favorite poem she wrote, because indeed listening to this show is better for your health.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us to have that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And you will see my picture on the upper left of the homepage. And right under that, if you click follow, you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our shows, because if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can listen to us 24/7 at your convenience in our archives. Every show since our inception of the show, which is almost 7 years ago, they are all archived and they are there for your listening pleasure. You can just type Beverly Nadler up at the top of the upper right, and all her shows will come up. So you can access them easily enough, and it's always last one on top. Before I turn the mic back over to Beverly, we talked about the fantasy of aging backwards, and that was Benjamin Button. There's a book called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I think it's a movie as well with Brad Pitt, but the name we were referencing about aging backwards was Benjamin Button. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay. I'm going to mention several things. One of the reasons that this show is good for your health is because not only for the information, but also many of the shows will provide something else that's important for health and longevity, and that is humor. Very often, Joyce has some just funny things presented, guests that bring some humor, and laughter is an extremely important thing. One of the things that laughter does, it's besides the fact that we enjoy it, it stimulates the thymus gland, and the thymus gland is the seat of your immune system. So, yes, do listen. I also want to reiterate the fact that on healthhealingnaturally.me, not only will you find information on ImmuniCal for anti-aging, but also on Extra Shop, because herbs are nature's healers. They were around long before drugs and medicine were invented, and that's how people stayed healthy. And some of the best herbs for your body and your brain are in Extra Shop. In addition, on that same website, you will find a product, a probiotic product, the Friendly Flora, that's so important for your entire body, for digestion and elimination, and as I said, heart health and so many other things in the skin. So that's an important website for you to go to, my friends. All right, let me give you a few more things that are important for being healthy. And I want to stress, too, that any of these topics that we talk about today, if you go to the menu on this website, on Joyce's website, Blog Talk Radio website, you can find information on all of these things. I'm going to tell you now that stress, managing your stress, is extremely important, because when you don't manage your stress, you're going into a what they call fight or flight syndrome. And what happens then is that you are releasing the hormones and chemicals that suppress the hormones and chemicals that keep you healthy. So managing your stress is very important, and we've done several shows on that in the past. What else is very important is exercise. I know some people just hate exercise. Well, if there's nothing that you like, and most people, if they really think about it, can find something that they like, but if you can't, then just take a walk in nature and take it as often as possible, because nature also heals, but walking and exercise is extremely important. And again, we've done shows on that to explain what that does in your body, why it's so important. Another important point that I want to mention, but I want to give Joyce an opportunity to say something before I continue.
I just want to say that you're doing a great job, as usual, and all those points you made are very important. I like that you put in, for those of us, I will put myself in this category, that are not exercise prone, just the idea of walking is better than doing nothing. So every little bit helps. Whatever you can do, one step is better than zero. Back
Absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely. Okay, another thing is you want to take care of your nervous system, because the nervous system is the master system of your body. It extends from your brain, and your body basically is controlled by what's going on in your brain. Chiropractic is the choice, certainly my choice, for keeping your nervous system in optimum health. It will also help you handle stress better. It helps every process in the body. People think of chiropractic as, well, that's for backs. No, it is wonderful for backs. It is definitely going to help people with back problems far better than any other therapy, and even the insurance companies will say that. But in addition to that, your entire body is dependent upon nerve energy, and especially your immune system and your intestinal tract. So what you want to do to keep free of disease as much as possible and free of the effects of stress is to look into chiropractic care if you haven't already done that. I've been under chiropractic care for more years than I care to tell you, and I can say that I am in amazing health.
That is true. She does.
I do want to mention the importance of dealing with stress once again and your emotions, because as amazing as my health has been, I managed to have cancer 20-some-odd years ago as a result of my emotional state that was very disturbed and distressed over a number of things. That's why it's so important to deal with that, and I did not deal with it intelligently, but I was able to heal myself. And when I had surgery to remove a dead tumor, the surgeon just stared at me and said he'd never seen anything like it in his life, that the tumor was completely dead. I had literally killed it. How did I do that? With all of the things that I'm telling you about right now, these are the things that I did to restore my health. And so when I speak, anything that I speak about, be sure that I know what I'm talking about. I've either experienced it personally or have enough experience working with people who have.
If you want to know more about this, if you want to know more about her expertise in so many areas, the books she's written. Check out Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, BeverlyNadler.com. That is her website. Beverly, why don't you just share a bit about your website? Give people a reason to go there.
The reason to go there is for knowledge. If you want to stay healthy, become healthier, live a healthy, happy, long life, understand why things happen the way they do, and so much more, and a lot about your mind and your brain, that information is there. It's an informational website. Very little on products, but there are some very good resources on that site that I would also recommend that you look at. I also will offer to all of the listeners something that is not on that website, and that is another website that has two gifts for you. They are two e-books, real books, not just 4 or 5 pages, of tremendous amounts of information that you can use. One is on the laws of the body, and the other one is managing stress. And that website is a different website, and it is vibrationalharmony.biz. Biz says B-I-Z, and it stands for the Business of Health. Thank you for that, Joyce. I appreciate you mentioning that.
My pleasure. It's a worthy site. Another worthy site is my official website, which is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And in it, you'll find out about my coaching and the different seminar programs I've done. And you will see countless testimonials from people all over the country that I've worked with, that I've coached, that have been in my seminars. And just for this brief time that we have together, I want to share some of my favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And if you send that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, and hopefully Tammy in our chat room will do so as well, I will give you a free coaching lesson on these healthy companies that I specifically endorse that you might want to find out more about. CoachJoyce@AOL.com, or you can send me a private message in the chat room, or you can put your number up in the chat room. I can delete that line once I just quickly jot down the number. So hopefully to hear from you, Tammy Jones, and welcome again to our show today as a new listener. A really warm welcome. Okay, back to you, Beverly. I just want to say that our products are so healthy that we love and endorse that we were even able to bring back people who have passed to endorse my coaching. What do you have to say about that, Beverly?
A miracle, my dear, a miracle. Yes, they are wonderfully healthy, and it is quite unique to be able to bring those people back. But you do a wonderful job with your coaching.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, back to you. We're starting to wind down. I just want to be sure you have one of your extraordinary poems that you want to share. I can't imagine you not having a poem for today's show.
Yeah, I actually do. But first, I want to talk about a very important factor that's not normally recognized, but that Dr. Alberto Giraldo, the psychologist and the shaman, he actually not only worked with shaman, but became one himself. So, and he's an anthropologist. He stresses the fact that all of these people that he studied and that he worked with, one thing that was very important was the belief in the oneness of all life, the necessity of communing with and interacting with nature. These people contemplated, reflected, meditated, and prayed. And indeed, we know that meditation is becoming more popular today, but it's not only the act of sitting quietly and just breathing and a few other different techniques that people use. It's not just that. It's more than that. It is the consciousness of reverence, of compassion for self, for others, for animals, for the land. It elevates human beings so that their energy field is in vibrational harmony with health, with happiness, with joy. That's what's so very, very important, that we actually get into that. And so I want to recommend also to take some time out of your busy life, and instead of watching TV shows that produce anxiety, all of the news that makes you crazy, look for shows that make you laugh, and spend some time quietly just by yourself, allowing your body and your mind to go into a state called homeostasis, a state of balance in which the body and the mind chooses and wants to come into harmony with all of life. And this gives you the opportunity to attract more of the things that support good health into your life.
Go ahead, Beverly.
Okay, so
Because I want to make sure we get your poem in, too.
Yeah. I just want to mention that next week's show, we're going to be talking about, are you over-medicated? And the reason that's so important is because, as you probably know, medication, all of it has side effects, toxins, and to the degree that you become more aware of the drugs you're taking and perhaps be able to eliminate or reduce some of them, there will be a lot less toxicity in your body and in your brain. So that's next week's show on Thursday. I hope you will join us. Our poem is on staying young. So you want to stay young forever? Well, you can't, you know. But it's still possible to have that youthful glow. It's a plus if your parents were long-lived, it's true. But the most important thing is what you choose to do. For the secret of longevity is in your body's every cell. They're called telomeres, and long telomeres keep you well. What lengthens them is how you live your life, especially how you deal with everyday stress and strife. Only you can lengthen them, that is plain to see. So make a decision now to take full responsibility. Choose foods with care. Organic is best. Take natural supplements. Get enough sleep and rest. Spend time in nature. Increase your motivation. Meditate, do yoga and breath work, and raise your vibrations.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I lost you.
That was the last sentence of it, and raise your vibrations, as I said before.
Okay.
When you raise your vibrations, you bring yourself in harmony with the things that support health and well-being and happiness.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of raising your vibrations, Beverly's wonderful book, Vibrational Harmony, is something you really want to check out in Amazon or through her website, because it is about raising your vibrations, absolutely. And folks, if you got value from this show today, you might want to ask yourself, when will you put one or more of that which she said into action, that you will get to it immediately? Or are you one of those people that says, I will get to it someday? So if you're one of those someday people, I wrote this one just for you. Please listen up. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So I invite you folks, check out her, Beverly's website, my website, healingnaturally.me. Choose what you resonate with and do check it out, but don't wait for someday, because as you heard in that poem, it doesn't exist. Beverly, I know you're a big advocate of meditation. You want to say something about why that is good for your health?
It is something that brings your whole body and mind into balance. It also has a wonderful effect on our ability to tune into what I call the higher consciousness, or into the universe, or into God, whatever name you choose to give that which created it all. And there are many different ways of meditating. The simplest, the very simplest, is simply to sit quietly and focus on your breath. Now, I know many people get this jittery feeling, or they think, oh, a thought's coming in, it's not good. You don't worry about or concern yourself. Your mind thinks. That's what it does. That's what it's been programmed to do since you were born. What you do is you simply notice and go back to noticing your breath. That's it. You don't get, oh, I can't do this. I can't, because eventually your mind will allow you to just sit quietly. It's a matter of, we are so overwhelmed with stuff coming at us from the computer, from the television, from the excess chatter, everything that just comes at us, vibrations that are not always harmonious. But if we could just be quiet with ourselves and just tune in, it's a marvelous thing. In fact, I want to share this with you something again from this wonderful Dr. Giraldo. And he said, today we know that we're not our genes, we are our dreams. I love that. In a field called epigenetics, we're discovering that meditation, joy, compassion, forgiveness, and a sense of oneness can switch on the genes that create health and switch off the genes that create disease. And when we meditate, the neural networks in our brains can determine how we can age gracefully, how we can heal rapidly, and how we can grow in consciousness. So it's an exercise worth trying, far more than worth trying. Do it. Meditate, in fact, we can meditate and, in a sense, almost change the path of our life. If we've had negative things happen and we begin to see things in a different way, or we bring in new thoughts of joy and happiness and the dreams that we have, we begin to change the neural pathways. And in doing such, we bring more health and happiness and joy into our lives.
And Beverly, I know you're so much of an advocate of chiropractic. Why don't you just mention that as to why you endorse it so much, and then what you want to say to wrap up?
Chiropractic is something that I have been involved in since I met my ex-husband when I was a young woman. It's a long time. I have never missed a week without chiropractic care. And that is because when we move, we bend, we have accidents, we have falls, we move bones in the spinal column out of position. When they're out of position, the nerves that exit between all of these different vertebrae, that's what the bones in the spinal column are called, are literally pressed upon. The nerve energy coming from brain going to and from tissue cell is being interfered with, and you can't get that energy through. In my own case, when I met my ex-husband, who we are still friends, and he is still adjusting patients at the age of 87, when I met him, he put his hand on the back of my neck, and he said, you have a sinus condition. And knowing nothing about chiropractic, I just was like, how would he know that? I had a sinus condition from the time I was 5 years old. And I used to have my nose drained, and I never walked out of the house without nose drops. Well, after 3 adjustments from him, he invited me to come to his office, not to see his etchings, but to get a chiropractic adjustment. After 3 adjustments, I no longer had a sinus condition, and I never had to use nose drops again. So that was the beginning of my understanding and knowledge of chiropractic. I then worked in his office, also worked in the office of my daughter, Denise Ariana Nadler, and both of them had incredible results. Patients who had had strokes, patients with asthma, patients with arthritis, you name it.
And folks, if you want these kind of results and you want to get healthier, do it and do it now. Take action. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And Beverly, now to you, congratulations on yet another great show. Become healthier as you age. And I know for a fact, I can vouch for it, you walk the talk. So you're an extraordinary health guru, writer, all of the above, and you live what it is you tell people to do. Folks, as we conclude here, this is my special prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And as Beverly says, you want to bring humor into it, fun into it, and that makes life so much more worthwhile and pleasant and positive. So we invite you to dance along with us, sing along with us, and laugh along with us starting right here, right now. Please join us in the Joyce Barry MASH.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Hello? Hello?
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Slack.
For companies all over the world, from the very small to the very large, Slack is where work happens. Create a team in minutes and get everyone on board. Slack gives you one manageable space in which to gather all the people you need to talk to, all the projects you need to keep tabs on, and with more than 1,000 apps seamlessly integrating with Slack, all the tools you need to get things done. Find out more at slack.com.